You're listening to Your Happy Place podcast. Each week, we will be bringing you interviews with real estate experts and investors. The show features interviews and discussions on real estate investing, property management, and inspiration. With your host, Jenna Ross.
Today on the podcast, producer Melissa is going to interview Miss Jenna Ross today. Welcome to your own podcast, Jenna.
Thanks, Melissa. The tables are turned once again.
It's always fun when we get to do this. I could ask you some pretty fun stuff, but we'll keep it clean today.
Awesome.
So how has business changed during COVID?
It's been interesting because it's actually as busy as ever, busier than ever, I would say. And I found that a lot of other investors I've spoken with and a lot of other business owners in the real estate space are finding that in financing, in property management for myself, my husband Greg and Amanda, Gates with the real estate sales, they're busy as ever. The Halifax market is finding that houses are going over asking price, and then we're finding that the demand for housing is up. It's a little bit different what people are looking for. Some people are looking for more space. Some people are actually surprisingly stretching their budget, and they want, you know, they're spending a lot of time at home, so they want their home to be really nice, and they're just valuing the home that they're spending time in. So it's really busy. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's one of the busiest seasons ever.
Yeah, I'm certainly finding that. Like, we're certainly finding that we're super busy. Yeah.
Are you finding more of a vacancy rate than that 1%?
I think it varies. There's certainly, on the Halifax Peninsula, there's certainly a demand for apartments. And as we get closer to some students wanting to physically come here, there's a big demand. I'm finding, like, for the houses, they're still going very quick. Anything under $2,000 a month is going really fast. Yeah.
Yeah. What was the trend we noticed when COVID first happened with our properties?
Yeah, we noticed when it first happened that the executive rent, what I classify as executive rentals for Halifax, anything between $2,000 and $3,000 a month, there was a big uptake for that. They went really fast, which has never really happened that they've had that demand to go so quick.
No, they usually sit on the market a little bit. I was quite surprised by that trend.
Yes.
So when we last interviewed you, you only had 2 employees. How many do you have now?
So we have hired an additional employee, and we have a 4th. So we have 3 currently, and we have a 4th underway who should be joining us before August, sometime between now and August 1st.
So how has having that many employees changed the business?
It's been interesting. I was kind of saying yesterday, it's just something that I never kind of pictured for myself. My girls ask me all the time what I wanted to be when I grew up, and I don't really know what that ever was. I never had something exactly that I wanted to be, but I didn't picture myself with a property management business. Although I love it, I really love the business. So it's something that I didn't picture, but I absolutely love. And as far as being an employer to employees, it's not something that I ever pictured, but it's interesting. Like, it's a busy, like, there's always, you know, payroll to do. There's a lot of things, procedures and things to put in place quickly, because we went from last year you were the first, and quickly we're growing to 4 employees total and some subcontractors that we work very closely with as well. So it's busy.
Yeah, definitely we've had to put some systems into place. Can you explain those systems that we're about to use?
Yeah, so the systems we're putting into place, well, there's some time tracking for the employees. We need to know what projects they're working on, especially if they're billable. We need to keep track of their time. And then recently, it was kind of like impeccable timing, because Tony LeBlanc out of Moncton, he has the Doorpreneur, and he launched a mastermind, which I joined, just knowing that I didn't know exactly what the mastermind was going to be all about, but it's everything that we need as we scale. So with that, he highly suggests, and he's very experienced, manages over 1,000 doors, that monday.com is something good to use. And we've joined onto that quickly, and we're getting that all sorted out. And so that's something that's really great for managing all the properties, all of the projects. And also Buildium is something that that I'm really thankful to have added on, because it's something that is going to help with the reporting, which I've been doing manually, which is very not scalable. My time is is precious. My investors need my time. I need to sit with them and talk, and not be the monkey behind the scenes trying to manually do a report. So Buildium is going to help a great deal with that. So we're rapidly getting that up and running as well.
So tell us more about this mastermind.
Yeah, so Tony has launched that, and he's basically helping property managers like myself, or people in property management like businesses, so maybe it's some real estate investors, he's helping us put some strategy around our businesses, helping us scale, helping us sort of grow beyond the rent role. So offering other services, to clients. So that's basically what he's helping with. And he's also, the mastermind's also helping with managing the stress, managing your schedule, making sure that you're productive. Yeah.
So I know you mentioned something new is coming to the Halifax real estate investors. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So with the growth of the employees in our business, we're sort of developing a service offering of renovations. So we are partnered together and offering what we're developing and offering, so that new investors or any investor that wants to come to us and doesn't have a lot of time but wants to do a BRRRR project can contact us, purchase the property. If it's a duplex, for example, then they can turn it over to us and kind of let us know what they want to have done, if it needs new, and we can see what needs to be done, if it needs new flooring, new paint, just kind of freshen it up. And then that way we can turn around and we can rent it and manage it for the investor at the most, at a price point where they cash flow, and ideally their property will appraise at more and then they can get their money out. So like the BRRRR strategy, where they buy, renovate, rent, refinance, and repeat, like, is basically what we're helping with. And yeah.
I think there's a couple other things that might come up there, but we'll discuss that another time.
Sure.
Are you finding investors still want to invest, or are you finding new investors not wanting to come in?
I am finding that the seasoned investors, people that already have some property, they're keen right now. We've seen lots of investors making purchases, which is really nice to see. So definitely the market's strong for investment properties as well. They're going very quickly as well. I think some people, when COVID like first happened and there was a lockdown, have kind of waited a little bit to see and to try to navigate if their tenants were going to pay rent and what the market was going to do. But definitely we're seeing that the market is very strong for selling, and we are finding new investors as well, and they're finding us as well, and they're really resonating with what we're doing, what we're offering. And yeah, so it's been a period of a lot of growth recently. Yeah.
So with the current economical state, what is your prediction coming ahead for the housing market?
So I know I can comment on the Halifax market because that's what I know mostly. And I just see that, like I say, my husband, I see, you know, how they're doing with sales. There's still, there's a high demand. There's a low inventory. Houses, if you drive around, you're just seeing sold. Like the sales sign goes up, the sold sign goes on. Like usually within the same week, it's like it's going fast. So I think that will continue. I feel like it will continue probably right into next spring and just keep going. That's what I think, because the demand's just there and people still need to move. And some people will be holding off to see. And then that will carry into the fall, which will carry into the spring. And it's just going to keep going. That's what I see.
And what do you think? Do you think some of those properties are first-time landlords getting out of the business, or do you see them also possibly those hobby landlords selling because of the stress with the rent and the COVID and the no jobs being open? What do you see there?
Yeah, I see that like some people that just kind of have been self-managing like a small portfolio for a long time, you know, that haven't done a lot of renovations, they might just say, with the market being strong, I am seeing some of them put their multi-unit houses and buildings and things like that up for sale. And I think we'll see more of it. Like just, I think, yeah, it'll kind of spawn like this next generation, you know, just people just turning it over and maybe looking. I think COVID has really made a lot of people think about, you know, their legacy, their mortality, their what they want out of life. So I think people are just making all kinds of different choices which impact their housing situation. Like if they're going to sell, if they're going to buy something different, like maybe you see some people buying a house on the lake, which I'd love to do myself. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll see a lot of people jumping out and deciding to just do that. And then some people downsizing and just maybe planning to travel as soon as they can in the future. But yeah. So also the rental market in Halifax is really strong. And my prediction is that that is going to continue to be strong. I'm seeing that a lot of my long-term tenants are staying put. They might have liked to have made a move, but a lot of them are staying put because they don't know where they're going to go next. So that's really important. And I see that rents, because as the prices for houses increase, we have to increase the rents. That just naturally happens because owners aren't. They need to make it profitable and have it cash flow and cover its costs. So the rents are going up, the houses are going up in price, and the demand is going to, I feel like it's going to increase as well. And although some people have had to wait in their move to Halifax, Nova Scotia, when things open up a bit more, depending on where people are coming from, our population is going to, you know, increase. It's going to catch up from what it was supposed to do before this happened. So,
yeah, I definitely see that happening. So a common misconception about a property manager.
Yeah. So we've touched on it in the past, but property managers have, you know, I've kind of said, like, I mean, a lot of people, when they hear property management, they're thinking, you know, an older white man with gray hair and, you know, sweatpants, smoking a cigar and collecting rent with cash and not really taking care. I think that's the image that comes to mind for a lot of people when they first hear property management. So that's the misconception, and that's kind of what we're working to try to we're trying to be seen in a different light, and we're trying to do our best job, a professional job, and offer professional service. Because, as you know, helping me with leasing activities, you know, there's a real caring part of it. And there's, we act a lot of times as mediators. We can't just give everybody what they want, but we help bring the professionalism in communication between the tenants so that they know that they're cared for, they have a contact, they know that when they contact us that we're going to get the work scheduled and completed, and that we're going to take, you know, anything to do with deficiencies in the property that are of a safety concern or a health concern seriously, and that they're not going to have to, like, we're going to follow residential tenancies, and they're not going to have to worry about the fact that maybe we're going to try to collect more for a damage deposit than we're allowed. Like, we know the rules, and we work within that. So, yeah.
I also think a lot of people, when they hear property manager, they think of the ones that live in the building that do the
superintendent.
Yeah. Superintendent.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people think of us like that, like that we're just like a resort right there.
And you know, it's not just the property. Well, a lot of people, property management here in Nova Scotia, it's fairly new, like the just the service, like there's a ton of self-managing landlords. We're a little bit behind other countries like Australia, the United States. And so, yeah, it's also the perception of a landlord. So we're kind of fighting. They look at us like a landlord, like all the negative side of things, that, you know, and a lot of people go straight to their first time renting and a bad experience. And so they go there.
Yeah.
So we're trying to create positive experiences. We're trying to, whenever possible, give some, like, we like to see people get their full damage deposit back. We're trying to rent to people who take care, who have respect, have a nice, you know, yeah, have a nice experience, and so that we can have a nice experience. So, we want to have win-win-win situations. Yeah.
You are right. They do think of us as the landlord. So if the landlord who has the ultimate decision of fixing certain renovations says no, it shouldn't be on us, but it is on us.
Yeah, we're the mediator, so we kind of have to give, we have to have, I mean, it's a tough job. In a week, I probably have, you know, 3 to 5 difficult conversations with my owners, with the tenants, you know, just around all of that stuff, navigating that, mediating that. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. So what exactly does a property manager do?
Well, it's interesting because in the very beginning, like, what didn't I do when I was learning the business and when it was just me? If you had followed me around with a camera, you would laugh. I mean, there were days that there was one day that I rented or I borrowed my husband's pickup truck and was cleaning out a unit that I was taking on that was trashed and loaded it up with garbage, smelly garbage, was going down the highway, and the window of the pickup truck got stuck. And so it was raining on me, and it was just, so I've definitely had moments. I mean, it could be anything from garbage collection. It could be, you know, like we take care of a lot of stuff. And as you know, like in a pinch, when we have somebody moving in, sometimes we've got somebody moving out the day before. We're a small company, so sometimes you and I have to pitch in and clean.
Fix toilets, you know, I don't recommend
that. Ovens. Fixing toilets, I never got into, but you were willing to try. Yeah, it just, and we have a lot of properties that are like Halifax geographically from one end to the other. It's an hour drive. It's an hour drive from where we live to some of our properties. So, you know, so you can't always get service, like the service that you want in the spot. So that was one of the reasons why I've hired some maintenance guys that can do all of that stuff and fix the things and come and do multiple things so that we're not in a pinch, and so that you and I are doing less of those tasks.
I think my husband likes you, so I don't accidentally injure myself again.
That's right. You know, yeah.
So once COVID is lifted and the world seems like a safer place, we know you love the beach, but where would you go first?
Where would I go travel-wise? You're suggesting. Yes.
We know you're a traveler, so we want to know where you would go first.
Yeah, so I was supposed to be doing a signature blue talk in September at Harvard University. I have to say, as much as I really want to go down there, even if it's happening, I don't think it will be. I think it'll be rescheduled, but I won't be able to go there. But if I could pick anywhere to go, I think Costa Rica is where I would like to go next. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'd be a good place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would probably choose New York right now. I love the beach.
Yeah.
I want to go to Broadway.
Yeah.
I want to just explore a lot of things I didn't get to see in New York.
Nice.
Yeah. Our poor husbands.
Oh, Greg loves New York as well. I love New York. So I'd like to go there again too. Yeah. For sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on and giving us an update.
Thanks for having me on my podcast, Melissa.
You're welcome, Jessie.
Thanks for listening to your Happy Place podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review so that we can get our podcast out to more listeners. If you would like to contact us, please send an email to podcast@happyplacepm.com.